This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Prison can be a very lonely place, especially if you're in solitary confinement. If you get a letter, you probably want to read it. Do you reply to all of the letters? Well, probably not, but some people do. Some people just reply to very specific letters. The letter that Rex Huerman has chosen to reply to happens to have come from another serial killer. The happy-faced killer, Keith Jesperson, has written to him, given him some advice on how to handle the case, how to get along in jail, where to get good butter. That's part of the conversation as well. But the optics of that, considering Rex is innocent till proven guilty, has pled not guilty. I don't know, your only pen pal being a convicted serial killer, not a good look. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us. What's your thoughts on this move?
You know, Jesperson is known as Igor, mm-hmm. and Huerman is known as Ogre. So the first place my brain went is Igor is trying to mentor and be a life coach for Ogre,
yeah.
which, you know, there's a lot of strange. There's strangeness with all of this, of course. Yeah. But, you know, Jesperson has always been attention seeking, mm-hmm. and he loves, you know, which is why he sent all the letters out to the media with happy faces drawn on them. He mm-hmm. likes to look like he's important and he's special and look at me. So this is, I think, just another example of serial killer narcissism and trying to feel important. And for whatever reason, Huerman bonded with him. Are they trying to start a serial killer union or something now, you know? And yeah. I noticed in the letter that Huerman wrote back, he never said, oh, by the way, I'm innocent. I didn't do it. He said, I'll consider your advice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't look good.
There was a lot of creepiness in that letter. I mean, the handwriting itself could be analyzed and go, it's kind of a serial killer-ish handwriting, if you will. Mm-hmm. Although I can't say much because my handwriting, I think, is actually slightly worse than Rex Huerman. I don't know what
Mine
that says about me, but I'm like, that's horrible handwriting.
Yeah. And there were spelling errors.
Yeah,
too,
exactly. So, yeah. But I can't really be one to judge on any of that. But yes, some of the things in there, Huerman, literally, he said, thank you a lot. He stated that the only person he wants to communicate with via pen pal relationship is Jesperson, not everybody else who's written him, but only the serial killer. And the words were verbatim here. Thank you for your letters and advice. They have been a help and a comfort to me. I do understand what you have said, and I have taken it to heart. If you're innocent, what are you taking to heart here?
Right. And it also makes you wonder, is there some kind of coded language that, you know, is being used here that's designed to go over the heads of the rest of us, you know, comments about butter. Is there meaning in that that we don't know?
Is there?
Yeah, but very strange and creepy and just another layer that's going to go into the annals of history about strange things about serial killers.
Well, and the thing, the way that this relationship, I'm going to assume, has come about is because Keith Jesperson's daughter initially is the one who set up the GoFundMe for Asa Elrup at the very beginning of all of this. I have no idea what that relationship is today now that there's been more information that's come out, but that is where I'm assuming this connection began. And I'm wondering, was this a conversation between daughter and father, and daughter saying, hey, maybe, you know, do some good here and just tell him to just admit it now and just, you know, let's spare everybody all this stuff. Do some good. Was this a move to appease his daughter, while at the same point you get a bunch of attention as well. Because I can't imagine this is just Keith Jesperson going, I should write a letter to Rex, you know, really give him some insight to help him along in this process.
Yeah, it's certainly plausible. And we don't know. I know the daughter works, Jesperson's daughter works as an advocate now and tries to do the right thing for people, you know, and that's been questionable about running a GoFundMe for Asa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we'll learn more in the future, maybe not, but it's another weird one.
The optics are very bizarre on all of it, as everything is in this case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.